Hello, welcome to the AI Ireland podcast. I'm your host, Mark Kelly. In today's podcast, we're chatting with Ken Finnegan, CEO of Tangent Trinity Idea Space, and Alan Beecher, CEO and co-founder of Atada. During our conversation, we chat about the Ancestor AI Incubator and some of the work that Ken and Alan have done together within the AI sector in Ireland. One thing to note that wasn't highlighted in our conversation was the amount of work that's been invested in the Ancestor program by Niamh Parker, co-founder of Tada and founder of Ancestor. Niamh's tremendous work to ensure the Ancestor program has been a success is very, very important to mention. Also, it's important to note Sylvia Brzozowski, AI program director at Ancestor, is doing a very, very great job within the team. Without further ado, I'd like to hand you over to Alan Beecher and Ken Finnegan conversation, and I hope you enjoy it. Take care.
Ken, if you wouldn't mind, would you mind give us a little bit of an overview about the evolution, even particularly of yourself and Alan's background and how you guys came together at AI Ireland days and some of the work you did with University of Limerick, and then how that kind of played out a bit in the Masters in AI. And then we had, you know, the program come together at Leicester and some of the great stuff. So maybe if you wouldn't mind, give us a little bit of an overview just for people that necessarily haven't heard or didn't know how the background came together.
Sure. So yeah, there's a lot of history here to bring us up to this point, and it's all good history. So once upon a time, I was the chief technologist in IDA Ireland. And I remember sitting in a meeting once upon a time, and I was one of my colleagues, the head of technology there, Donald Travers, called me into a meeting. And he says, there's some people in here I want you to meet. And that's when I met Alan for the first time. And it was kind of like one of these meetings where there was something special. You could tell this is somebody who has a vision for the future. So myself and Alan stayed in touch over the past couple of years since that meeting. And I guess, look, there's been a lot of activities, if you want, that we've worked on together from an AI perspective and helping create this idea of the AI islands. I think it was in 2016-17, we worked on developing a national proposition for artificial intelligence in Ireland. And subsequent to that, the two of us and many other stakeholders as well were involved in setting up Ireland's first industry-driven artificial intelligence master's program, which subsequently was delivered by the University of Limerick. And I know it's SkillsNet large master's program in their portfolio of programs. That was a massive success. But a lot of things came from that. I won't say it put Ireland on the map, because Ireland was firmly on the map from a technology perspective, but this was an evolution. Anyway, subsequent to my IDA days, I went from working with some of the largest companies in the world, attracting them and getting them to invest in Ireland and create jobs in Ireland. And now I'm the CEO here in Tangent, Trinity's Ideas Workspace. So in Tangent, we run lots of different types of programs, but they're all focused on innovation and entrepreneurship. There's education programs that equip people with the skills and tools to be innovative and entrepreneurial. But on the other side of the house, we also run accelerators. And this is where myself and Alan have had the brainchild around the Ancestor accelerator. It started off in Tangent or in Trinity with Launchbox, which is a student accelerator. And that started back in 2013. This is its 10th iteration running this year. But I guess we've evolved like the capability in Tangent and in Trinity to run accelerators. So myself and Alan had a conversation. It was a good bit before COVID had impacts the world. And as I said, we had the brainchild of setting up this AI accelerator, and the whole kind of desire and motivation to set it up was, we really believe in Ireland. There's great talent in this country. There's great startups in this country. And this being our second year, I think we can actually say there is incredible individuals, incredibly motivated individuals who have not just great ideas, but who have great startups, who have great passion for artificial intelligence. And this year we've seen just incredible startups on the program. And as always, we're very just delighted to be working with Alan and Niamh and the whole Altada team on this program, because it's like their journey themselves. My God, if you want to look at acceleration, you just talk to Alan. It's like the journey that Altada have taken over the past 12 to 18 months has been incredible as well. So it's a little bit of history in terms of myself and Alan and the conversations that we've had and the work that we've done together to where we are now. But this is our second year of a three-year agreement to run the Ancestor accelerator. And it's been an incredible success. And I know Alan has some great news around just some media coverage recently around it. So I won't steal his thunder.
Do you know what, Ken? That was really nice. I put you on the spot there, but really nice overview. And what I'm really inspired by you guys is just getting things done. in a world of conversations that kind of get parked or put on ice, it was lovely just to see the MSc get done, get completed, get enrolled. We had Dr. Papine sharing what it was like, and also the running of it. And again, it was just really good. And I got the chance to interview some of the students that undertook it as well. And they were passionately in favor of it. So it's great to see the impact that it has. And we're talking about impact because that's what we're interested in. Alan, it's been a bit of a whirlwind for you over the last 18 months. And Ken's kind of given a little bit of an overview about that as well. But what's been happening with you and the team at Altada and your passion for the Alcesa program?
Yeah, Tordy, just to expand upon one point, Ken is far too humble as always, right? He's been an absolute driving force behind the National AI strategy, and I'm very proud to carry on the baton with. I've now been appointed to the Enterprise Digital Advisory Forum, which is essentially working with the government for the implementation of our national digital strategy. So we have our inaugural meeting on the 4th of May, which is going to include people from industry, the AI ambassador, IDEA. Your old stomping ground is actually hosting the event, Ken, in terms of the IDEA. And it's essentially working hand in hand with our Minister for State for the digital strategy for enterprise trade employment. So I think, look, the kind of journey that we've gone together, and the complementary side of it really, Mark, is we started something kind of 2015, 2016. There's a lot more to be done in terms of what we can do to put Ireland on the radar globally as a technology powerhouse. And I'm proud to be carrying the kind of the flag for Ireland Inc. in terms of Altada's growth. And if you look at Altada as a scaling entity, we're now in 11 locations, 15 offices. We're launching our office in the Bay Area. We've been identified as a leader in AI in many different facets in the financial services area. And part of that kind of comes from the enablement of AI is becoming a bit welcomed. The adoption of AI is definitely being viewed as a fundamental part of business growth now. And our journey has been quite interesting to go from a company of 9 people in November 2019 to we'll have 140 people globally at the tail end of this month, and more than closer to 200 by year end. In the next 4 to 6 weeks, you'll see a number of announcements around Altada's expansion into Australia and Asia. So we're opening our offices in Australia and Singapore. And separately, in the last number of weeks, there's been quite a lot of profile around. So we filed 3 patents in it from an AI perspective, which is quite, you know, unusual for an Irish entity to be able to speak to that. So that we're putting ourselves up there with the Famigas and the Fangs, right? In terms of the Amazons, the Googles and Apples and other entities that are developing and creating AI. That's Altada's vision and mission, that we want to be seen as the company that is HQ'd in Ireland, is an indigenous AI company that's exporting, and we will remain to be and continue to be an Irish entity that is exporting globally.
And I think what's really nice about that is there's the case studies are there now of success, so you can show where the impact is being having rather than just trying to use technology for technology's sake. There's some real value around it, and people can see the benefits to the business, either from a cost reduction, more efficiency, improved customer value. Digitalization has just fast-tracked that. So it's great to hear about all those different areas. Tell us a little bit about the program and some of the things that happened last year, some of the companies that took part. I know there were some really interesting applications. And for people listening in, tell us a little bit about that. I'll put that to you, Ken. And then maybe talk to me a little bit about how this year is going.
It's all go. We're approaching like the midterm point of this year. But yeah, so I guess, look, running the program here in Trinity is raises the profile, if you want, of the program. We've got great access to individuals and organizations that can come in and help and mentor all the teams, as well as Trinity is host to the ADAPT Research Center as well, or one of the national centers for artificial intelligence in the country. So, and they're right, I'm looking at the window right now, and they're right next door to us. So it's brilliant to have like the deep tech, the deep minds, the very smart people kind of like on our doorstep that the all the startups have access to as well as access to peers. One thing that every year you see it on our different accelerators, one of the biggest and most valuable assets that all the startups get on the accelerator is access to their peers as well. So they're all at different points nearly in terms of where they are. Some of them, I shouldn't say they're at different points, but some of them are more than ideas. Some of them are already generating some revenue. So there's learnings from each of them. If they all, they're like a little family. They all support and help each other out. Of course, on the program, they get funding to their funding from the program as well, as long as they like it's competitive. Once you get through to the second stage, there's funding there, and then there's the winning team or the winning startup potentially gets access to an investment as well. We have, as I mentioned, some really great minds. I mentioned the Adapt Research Center here in Trinity, but there's also like really interesting individuals across Trinity, such as Linda Hogan, Professor Linda Hogan, who's an expert in ethics, and she comes in, she'll mentor the teams, the startups as well. I know it was really interesting last year having Linda on the team as well. And then, of course, one of the biggest assets and one of the biggest assets to being on the Alsace program is the media exposure as well. Trinity is number one in Europe for student entrepreneurship. And as I said, which has been an evolution with that in terms of demand, the different and various accelerators that we're running. But quality comes from here. It's like when we're selecting the startups to participate in this program, one of the biggest challenges that we had is, one, there's a lot of them, and two, the quality is exceptional as well. So there's always like a wonderful challenge there in terms of who gets onto the program, but also then the wider community knows that as well, from whether it's VCs or the Enterprise Irelands of the world or whoever it might be, people want to know what's going on. So there's great exposure when participants are on the program as well.
Tell us about yourself, Alan. What's your takeaway?
It's beyond exciting, frankly, right? Very few times in life you get to set a goal and you achieve it close to 99.9% in terms of what you set out to do to begin with. And I'd say in terms of year one, really good target in terms of getting to understand the nuances. We were very much learning. Obviously, we were very fortunate to have an experienced team with Ken's team in Tangent to be able to assist, certainly myself, to learn how to set up an accelerator and how to streamline it. And I think just by the sheer quality of year two in terms of the applications and the companies coming through, it's exciting to see, number one, that AI is now becoming, you know, a fundamental part of the business. Whereas prior to this, we had to do AI for AI's sake was what we were experiencing. Whereas now there is people that are identifying real life applications and use cases that AI can assist and benefit a business to grow. And that's what we're seeing coming through. And this year's cohort is extremely strong. At this stage, obviously, there's a few companies that are further advanced than others. But to say that there's a clear favorite is just not, it's just not correct. There's very little between each of the companies, Mark, in terms of how they can get to market, scale, their funding strategy, and just in terms of how we can see AI benefiting their use cases. So I think, look, in terms of the feedback that we're getting from industry is not only that we've been identified in year two as one of the top AI accelerators, we're also getting the feedback that these companies are regretting not applying for it. That's some of the direct messages that I've been receiving. So I think that's measurement in itself for the quality. And then separately, I have to speak to Impeel, who've done a demonstrative job of scaling. They're actually here in the Bay Area also for the next couple of days. They're coming to a meeting tomorrow in Ireland House in San Francisco, where Leo Varadkar is you know, demonstrating the connection between Ireland and the Bay Area has been, you know, as strong as ever. And they've just done a phenomenal job, and they obviously won it last year.
Tell us a little bit about some of the case studies that you've seen.
So anything from assisting speech with learning languages, re-looking at how medicine is being delivered and conducted from a telemedicine perspective, to joining the reality world with Metaverse, right? So it's in terms of range, Mark, it's phenomenal to see the creativity in Ireland. We're known for creating music and traditional music and being of the arts, but I can now see that creativity being pushed into technology, which is phenomenal. And we're a medium for that.
Yeah, I think Mark, it has been incredible to see. If you look at like the high level kind of topics or sectors that that some of the companies are in, we've got pharma tech. There's a really interesting company actually coming out of Trinity as well that are participating. They're called Weave, previously known as Diglot. And I just love their technology. It's like they're taking books that are out of license, like that they can use for free, if you know what I mean. And they weave a different language into the books. So if you want to learn Spanish, if you want to learn German, you can read Wuthering Heights and it weaves a word in per sentence. And as you go through the book, it weaves additional words. So you learn by just reading the book. Really interesting company there. And the lads that run that organization, they're just again, the energy that comes from the people on the accelerator is incredible. Kids Speech Labs is another company. It's an AI-driven remote screening and intervention platform for children's speech and language therapy. And they're really incredible work that they're doing. Let me have a look. Cloda, a conventional commerce as a service, bringing e-commerce to the world's most popular chat apps. And something I've never seen before, but the potential to purchase items or products or services on WhatsApp, for example, without even having to go to websites. Just really bleeding edge from a technical perspective, but also from an ideas and new products and services perspective as well.
Did anything surprise you?
That's a good question. Did anything surprise me? I don't think anything has surprised me. I mean, like, I definitely has been amused and entertained. The guys from X-Avatar. So this is fun. It's like when you're on your Zoom or your Teams meeting, you can actually have an avatar instead of your face real time. So we haven't seen something like that done before. I've never seen something like that done before real time. You've seen static avatars. So those guys are highly amusing. They're great fun as well on the accelerator, but it's just interesting uses of technology and interesting convergences, if you want, of technologies and ideas as well.
Alan, were you inspired by it?
My sentiment is one of, there's a certain risk associated with putting yourself out there in terms of creating something from a concept, building that concept to something that's going to be a business and bringing that business to customers and getting somebody to pay for it. It's not an easy task. It is not one to be understated. So to see the sheer momentum and volume of people putting themselves forward. And then from my perspective, the humbling side of that is selecting Ancestor and our accelerator as their way to get their business performing or get their business accelerated. Like, it's quite humbling, right? When you look at the amount of options that are out there, and obviously there's many different choices. So when somebody selects your as their support for their journey and to build their dream, it's pretty humbling, and it is inspiring. And each and every one of the founders, it's an incredible journey. And to be part of that is an exceptionally complementary part of definitely for what we're trying to achieve.
From being involved in the mentorship, what I've found is how professional everyone is. It runs really smoothly, Ken. I've probably said this to you a few times. Just everyone's on the ball. There's some nice humor about it, but it's very impactful. Everyone's there. They're on time. They offer their advice. They're there for the Q&A. I keep using the word impact, but they want to be adding, they want to save people time and energy. And by going through it, you can see the amount of time and energy they save. And then they get pointed in the right direction. And then they can start to iterate and come up with different ideas. And Trinity being number one for entrepreneurship, the systems and processes and the foundation that help that, it's not by accident. And I just think, and that question about being inspired and surprised, I think when you're hanging around with so many people who want to add value and try different things and put themselves out there and be vulnerable, it could help but rub off. And being involved in a startup myself, I think we're over 50 now, so we're probably technically an upstart. It's quite a journey, but it's a really rewarding journey. And every day is day zero. We have to make it count.
You know what? This is our second year doing this accelerator. And I think, to your point, it running really smoothly and how professional it is as well. It's like, it's testament to the working relationship that Tangent and Altada have as well. Because even if you look at like the management and delivery of the program, this is a joint venture. This is a joint effort. I just want to say a big thanks to everybody on Altada, to Sylvia especially as well, because I know she's the face here in Tangent, as well as my own team, Brendan, Goss and Gavin as well. It does take an incredible team to run something as smoothly like this. And on top of that, it's like there's the management and the delivery of the program as well, but it's like to the mentors on the program, including yourself, Mark, it's really for us to have the best people, and we really do have the best people contributing onto the program. So I just want to say and acknowledge just to everybody that makes this possible, because it is world class. It's been recognized that it's one of the best accelerators in artificial intelligence in the world. And look, I think it's from the original conversations myself and Alan had way back when, it's really hitting the mark in terms of putting Ireland on the map when it comes to artificial intelligence.
It's very exciting. It's really exciting to see what's going to come down the line. And, you know, for Ireland on the map, I just think the next 12 to 18 months, you're going to hear some really good stories come true, and impactful stories that are going to make a big difference to people's lives as well. And it's just a great time to be in technology. You've been listening to the AI Ireland podcast, and I've been speaking to Ken Finnegan, CEO of Tangent, Trinity's Idea Space, and Alan Beechner, CEO of Altata. And we've been talking about Alcesor, among other things. And we've talked about a little bit about the ecosystem and how we can actually support startups and entrepreneurs, and some of the really interesting applications and case studies from financial services, insurtech, medtech, and how we can add value into the marketplace and helping and leading on that digital transformation. And we heard the wonderful news about the positive feedback the program Accelerator has been getting and how well it's being regarded. Alan, I'm going to let you crack on with your day ahead, and Ken, hopefully you'll be able to get home as it's not going to be too late as well. Thanks so much, guys, for your time today.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Ken. Pleasure as always.